Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Tyler Butler, Diesel, are we about to enter the most boring 4 days in the sports calendar? I mean, all the big free agency deals have been made in the NBA. Everybody's on vacation when it comes to the NFL right now, including all the voices, the gentlemen, because we will be at training camp on July 25th at Wofford. Major League Baseball is in its all-star game, so you have to watch the Home Run Derby tonight if you want to be entertained. I think there's women's NBA going on, if you will. But outside of that, this is as quiet of a time of the year over the next 4 days that this is where I can get some reading done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is definitely downtime. Maybe I can cut my phone off for a little bit.
All right, Braves. One of the few times, even though they only won 6 out of their last 10, they've stayed there and managed to gain ground on their competitors or create separation. If you want to watch the Home Run Derby tonight in Cleveland and you're a Braves fan, you have a reason to, because Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to be in the home run contest representing the Atlanta Braves. Now, has the home run contest run its course? I mean, a lot of people would tell you now that the All-Star game in the NBA's run its course. Everybody wants to watch the individual stuff, but I still maintain – the dunk contest is not what it was back in the day, but everything, I mean, you got to come up with something new every single year dunk-wise. You know what I mean? And no offense, the greatest one of all time was when Spud Webb won at, 5'8"? You know what I mean? But Major League Baseball Home Run Derby, are you taking the night off tonight, or are you going to watch this?
I'm not watching it.
I'm not either.
I'm going to be completely honest.
I've got a good book that I'm in the middle of, and tonight seems like a night to send out a couple of emails to book some requests. Now, I may flip it over and see Albie, but it's boring. You know what I mean? You sit there and you sit there. It represents a lot of baseball in its own right, too much standing around time in between. So I sat down last night when I was thinking about what the week was ahead and who I needed to get on, and I was writing my article, whether people like it or not. It was my opinion. It's up on ESPNUpstate.com. But I started thinking, you know, you got to find ways to reinvent yourself at times or something. Like, what would you do to reinvent the home run contest?
You know what?
The home run derby.
And I'm glad.
If you steal mine, because I actually ended up breaking it down for you, I'll kill you. Because I've been known to, like, buzzkill one of Diesel's topics from time to time. Right, Deez?
All the time. And yeah, I do have an idea for this.
All right. Well, you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to see them try to hit certain targets or certain areas in the field and have it be for charity. So if you happen, you know, divide the outfield wall into whatever it is, 10 zones, 15 zones, whatever it is, and have it be sort of like a game of Plinko. If you hit it over this zone, then $1,000 goes to this charity. If you hit it over that zone, then $1,000 goes to that charity. How cool would that be?
So you're kind of thinking a form of Top Golf brought to the Home Run Derby, where you got various areas that you could go for.
Yeah. Sort of like I know they're kind of cheesy, but I love the NFL Skills Challenges around their All-Star weekend.
Best.
It's fun. I mean, these guys don't get to do this kind of stuff on a daily basis. So put them in some kind of wacky situations and find ways to make it a little more interesting. Why not make the field play just the infield and try to hit home runs with a wiffle ball?
Ooh. See, a wiffle ball challenge. That could be added to Major League. That was one of the most fun summers I've ever had. There was 4 or 5 of us living in the Sigma Chi house at Alabama, and we played wiffle ball till 2 o'clock in the morning. We had the perfect backyard set up with a fence and everything. We got into some intense games of wiffle ball back there. All right. Do you want me to present mine, or do you want a couple of more minutes? Because I actually
All
right.
So I was thinking baseball, how they're very traditional. So I thought maybe they wouldn't change it that much. But maybe they could do like what the NBA does, All-Star Game. do USA versus the world. Get four of the top USA hitters, get four international hitters that either they're in the NBA, excuse me, MLB, or pull some from Japan. And have them compete against each other in the home.
Oh, I mean, my God, you've got, you know, all the Caribbean, you've got some Cuban South American players, countries, Cuban players, Mexico.
Four Americans, eight people.
Now, can we throw the state of Florida into the international category? Because I very rarely ever met anybody that said I'm originally from Florida. All right. But, all right, this is where I went last night. I really started thinking about what is required of each batter in the home run derby? They have to provide what, or I guess get the league standard. I don't know.
Someone to throw them the ball?
Somebody to throw them the freaking ball. That is absolutely correct. So they bring their guy that knows exactly how they like it done, and they tee off on this stuff. I say get rid of the rag arm that they bring with them. And the first round, you're going up against a pitching machine. And we're going to slow that speed of that pitch down to about probably what they're getting in the first round right now. 72, 75, maybe, you know, something workable. Because let's be honest, all the juice in the home run derby comes really in the first round.
Yeah.
Because the harder they swing during this time, the more they kind of wear themselves out over the course of the night. So you go at about 75 miles an hour with that pitching machine in the first round. Everybody's getting the exact same pitch. You know what I mean? You aren't getting your high school, you know, pitching coach that you're bringing along for the trip. Everybody's getting the exact same pitch, all right? Then once you pare down after the first round into the second round, you jack that pitching miles per hour on the pitching machine up to, say, 84, 85, which would be – kind of a light thrower, more of a curveball type thing, and you let them go another round. Maybe you can get up 86, I don't care. And then you pair that down to the finals and you bump that sucker up to about 95 miles an hour. I'm talking Nolan Ryan, who would hit triple digits from time to time. Because all they want to do now in the game of baseball is hit home runs. Advancing a runner, lost art. You know, hitting over here because they're playing lost art. It's about upswing, how hard you swing, and how far. What now? We got they can record the miles per hour of the ball off the bat.
Not a lot of Ichiro.
Can you imagine that against a 97 mile an hour right down the middle? If you make that kind of contact, we're talking what historic numbers when it comes to length of baseballs.
Yeah, that would be fun to watch. Just see how many people strike out.
See, you don't have to worry. Oh man, I could see management going. Uh-uh, if that's like an actual, you know, back in the day, you know, Nolan Ryan or J.R. Richard who threw for the Houston Astros as well. Because, you know, a human component, one can slip, could go right toward the head. Pitching machine ain't going to happen. It's going to be right down the middle in the same spot every single time. Number two, I think that's one way to rule this is consistency. You get the same pitch over and over. Are you buying what I'm selling?
I like it.
And think about it. You can't hit a machine. How the hell are you going to hit me? I mean, I just could think of all the jabs that would be coming in that direction. But that's how I'd change the home run derby, Diesel. And like I said, I would absolutely love to see these guys really have to face the fastball in a day and age that all we simply do is chick stick the long ball.
Yeah, like I said, I just want to see how many batters actually struck out doing a home run derby. But what? I don't know if the fans will like that, though. They want to see the home run.
Well, you know, again, make them work for it. So, anyway, I'm starting to get the all love here on Twitter about my article. And of course, nobody ever heard what we discussed on the radio. I'm just going to be a bigot. And, you know, that's the way it is. But, you know, that's the thing. You can't write 1,500 words in a 550-word space and say everything you want. I guess spell check, not the E off, so not credible for that. That I will deal with. But, you know, as far as the other things, about what her said, never did I mention on the air that I oppose that in any way, shape, or form. So this is going to be the reality of it is that people are going to read what they want to, just like they hear what they want to.
That's how it goes. But and, I thought we had a really good conversation about it.
Yeah, but that P. Crate, whoever that is on Twitter, you know, he's now seeing, he's now hashing it up with everybody. Anyway, opinions are like backsides. Every single one of them's different, but when it's right, it's right. You know what I mean? So, anyway, all right, so that's how I do it. You will get into the coverage right here on ESPN Upstate at 8 p.m. tonight. And, of course, you got an Atlanta Braves connection in which to pay attention to, as Ronald Acuna Jr. will actually be in the this year's Home Run Derby. And, again, I am so excited about what the Braves are doing, because they got these two young guys locked in for the next decade in the height of their time. The bad part about signing one of these veterans to a 10-year, $330 million contract, you know in year number 10 that they aren't going to be what they are right now, mm-hmm. 26 years old, a la Bryce Harper. And, Rick, getting back to answering your questions, that's another reason NFL owners are not going to pay that kind of money in the long run, because you are simply – your body's going to break down playing that physical of a sport. So that kind of finished out your question. The other thing somebody asked me today, and I did notice when it comes to women's soccer, that ball's being kicked harder and harder as men and women become stronger and stronger. Do you think at some point, have you seen like in 7-on-7s or things like that, they're now making our buddy Kyle Offrey, who played tight end at Mississippi State, he's now with a company down in Houston where they're providing soft headgear for like 7-on-7, just in case a couple of noggins come together. Might that be a way to prevent – some point that ball in that head going that hard is going to cause a concussion. And we saw a couple of times yesterday where people just flat out – they were down on the ground, then they went out, passed concussion protocol, came back on the field. Might you go about it that way?
Well, I read somewhere that soccer actually has more concussions than – other sport.
It's going to be interesting. I tell you what, let's get Jimmy in before the break. Wanting to talk about the Atlanta Braves. Jimmy, I hope you had a good and happy 4th of July.
Yes, I did. How about y'all?
Man, it was fantastic.
All right. So the Atlanta Braves, you were talking about they've got Acuna and Albies locked in. I think they should lock in Culberson and Johan Camargo. Because those are two super subs, in my opinion. They've made some key plays on defense and made some big hits on offense. And then I think they should take Inciarte and Gausman and use them in a trade to get another starting pitcher. And maybe another, if they can find a reliever, also maybe with some prospects.
Here's what I think. Right now, they're on the search for a reliever, and they are kind of starting to make a look that other people are looking for a reliever as well. You may have to transform somebody, a la the way you did Mark Wohlers back in the day. You know what I mean? Closers are few and far between because it takes a really aggressive mentality. So you may be getting to the point, we're looking for one, but who might we think can bring the heat and we can transform into that position as well?
Yeah. Hey, I forgot. I was going to tell you that too. I think they should take Fultonevich and make him a closer or a reliever.
Yeah, just don't do Charlie Liebrandt because – yeah, just don't make Charlie Liebrandt one because, you know what, we still haunt the day that they did that back in the postseason back in the day. But anyway, yeah, I just, you know, Kimbrel's gone. Unless somebody has a fire sale, Jimmy, I just don't see there being that perfect reliever waiting for him at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think for Fultonevich would be ideal because he can hit 98, 99, and then he can throw the breaking and the split fastball also.
All right, man. Well, listen, appreciate your opinion. Have fun, and let's hope that Ronald Acuna Jr. can make a difference and provide some entertainment for us tonight. All right, we will head off to break. 844-GSP-ESPN. Listen, when you get to call your own shot, you better know it's the right time. We saw one of the best shots called here in the last couple of days.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. We are live here at Smoke on the Water. Mark Sturgis, Tyler Butler, Diesel's back at the Help There Studios. You can reach us at 844-GSP-ESPN. Tyler, I mentioned sometimes in life it's better to go out on your terms. This is one of the best stories. These are the things. Listen, I realize I'd much rather, when it comes to radio, talk about stories like the Southern Cal sophomore left tackle. What was it? Austin Jackson. He's leaving the team after starting 12 games last year for Southern Cal to go donate bone marrow to his sister. And doesn't know if he'll be back this year, how long he will be out. But guess what? That doesn't resonate. It's pick a fight between Rapinoe and Trump, or you know, pick a fight between individual players. And now what? There's a coffee company that says they're not going to serve Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's an L.A. coffee chain, Afrit Coffee. They put out a sign and said they're refusing. They have a right to refuse service to Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and anyone within the Clippers organization.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd rather talk about this.
That's
good
a fun
stuff.
Publicity stunt. I love that. I mean, right. What's the chances they would ever, ever walk into one of their stores? Pretty low, but they got the world talking about it.
But
I
guess what?
Starbucks.
I'm actually thinking if I'm either one of them, I'm going in there and introducing myself to them the first time we're out in a car in L.A. going, you really going to throw us out here? You know, challenge them on it.
I'd post a photo of us drinking Starbucks outside of their.
Oh, Diesel, now you're talking. I mean, maybe a Frappuccino, Mocha Latte, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
No Kawhi, no service, no problem. Just me drinking a latte
exactly.
Somewhere else.
Exactly. See, that's next level right there. But I couldn't have, you know, like we were talking about with those wrestlers when they were doing their stories from the road a couple of weeks ago, you knew they were true because they couldn't be that creative. You know what I mean? The truth is always the best story. So I couldn't have made this one up. But you will talk about going out on your own terms. Cody Decker did that this weekend. Cody Decker was a 32-year-old first baseman in professional baseball who played all but 8 of his 1,000-plus games as a professional baseball in the minor leagues. All right, this has got a Bull Durham start to it right here. I mean, Crash Davis, remember, he held the record for most home runs in the minor leagues at the end of that movie before he went back and got with Susan Sarandon. So Cody Decker, a 32-year-old first baseman, spent all but 8 of 1,000-plus games as a professional baseball player in the minor leagues, blasted a walk-off home run for the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, on last Friday night. After that moment, Decker decided to call it a career. I mean, he goes out as the active home run leader amongst minor leaguers, so he actually has that when it was a fabrication with Crash Davis and Bull Durham. That home run was number 206 for Decker, who was a 22nd round pick of the San Diego Padres back in 2009. He has bounced around multiple organizations, spent time in Mexico. So that's got a major league part to it, because remember, they call the catcher in major league, and he's like got a hangover somewhere down in Mexico. He played for the Rockies, the Royals, the Red Sox, and the Mets organization, and then finished in Arizona. He played for 13 different professional teams before his career culminated this past Friday. Again, dude, that's a career.
That sounds like a dare. Like somebody was like, hey, the next time you hit a home run, just retire. And he's just like, well, bet.
He went from Lake Tahoe's newspaper out there from where he's from. He says, I never really knew I'd get the chance to do it. It was a really special night and one of the best of my career, something I'll never forget. The fact that I got to share it with these teammates, you can't beat it. That moment coming off of the field is something I knew I never knew would happen, getting all those hugs at home, then having a curtain call from the fans. It just wasn't the fans, which was amazing. It was my teammates on the top step giving me a standing ovation. Now, the bad part about it, do you want to be known for something rather than nothing?
Yeah. As long as it's something positive.
Well, something is, he is currently the active home run leader in minor league baseball. All right. The bad, just sit right there. All right. So he does have that to his title. The bad part about it, when he was called up for the Padres back in 2015, he went 0 for 11. So he's got the most active home runs in minor league baseball history, or most home runs right now, the active leader. But he has a 0.00 batting average on his major league baseball
card.
My
kids would never know about that.
I think I'd bury that one. But
yeah,
here's the deal.
Do
you think he had something lined up already if he was going to do that?
Yeah, that was something that was discussed with the team early on.
Yeah, now he has already accepted a position at a nonprofit organization in El Paso, Texas. Decker and his wife, Jennifer Sturger, also have a deal to host a national radio show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so listen, most of the time you are told you're out of here, whether it's by being tossed from the baseball diamond for disagreeing with an umpire or the fact that you went 0 for 11, you know, you got a 0.00 batting average. But here's this guy, 32 years old, career, I mean, you can call it career minor leaguer for the most part. He calls it on his own. I'm telling you, I have so much respect for that. And when you feel like it's time to go, go. And don't let anybody talk you out of it, because I am a firm believer South Carolina football would be better off today if the Gamecocks had not talked Steve Spurrier out of retiring when he came to him and said, I'm ready to go. And he knew. He knew. He said he listened to his wife. He listened to some of the people. It's not time. And that's why he ended up hanging it up after six games that year.
I love stories like that. Just like Collison of the Indiana Pacers stepped away to become a Jehovah's – well, he's a Jehovah's Witness, but he went to go do more in ministry.
Is that Nick Collison?
Yeah. Okay. I can't do nothing but respect that.
I guess the other thing, to bring it back full circle before we get out to break, one of the things that I noticed about NBA free agency was simply this. The Lopez twins are playing together now.
Yeah. They're with the Bucks.
Boy, what –
they have two brothers, though. Antetokounmpo, they signed his younger brother.
Listen, the Lopez brothers, man, they've been in the league for 10 years? Something like 8 to 10 years? They don't have a 20-inch vertical jump between the two of them. But, hey, man, know what you do and do it well. And you know what? Brooks Lopez played well in this year's NBA postseason.
Yeah, and got $40 million to show for it.
Yep. So, listen, I'm not knocking it, and I'm not knocking this guy. Because you know what? He made the leagues. You remember what Crash Davis said on the bus? It was the greatest 15 days of my life.
Yeah, now that dude sounds like he lived a good life, man. It went out great.
Well, he has lived a good life. Let's not go write him off. Let's not go write him off yet, because unfortunately we've had a couple
situations. I'm not dead yet.
Living a good
life. Oh, my God. I watched that the other night.
He's living a good life.
Yeah, I watched Monty Python's
His
The Holy
Grail.
His
flesh wound.
That's my favorite part. It's when he gets up trying to kick him, and he, like, wham, next thing the legs come off, but no.
The New York Mets.
I think I'd start, because it had been a while, Diesel, since I'd seen it. He told him, we already got one, talking about the Holy Grail. Really? We told him we already got one. There's so many underlying
things in there. The real question
in there
is, has Tyler Butler seen Monty Python in the quest for the Holy Grail?
I have not.
Run away! So, okay, we may have to have a fun night out over at Sturge's house in the family room. But when we come back, we'll begin closing it up. We got some more. How are the Braves doing as they head into the All-Star break? And, Diesel, I know you don't like this one, but we're talking about schools bringing back football or schools moving up, possibly chasing that last bid in the American Athletic Conference.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So we've been talking a little bit of everything today when it comes to the NBA, when it comes to Major League Baseball, when it comes to women's soccer. But I'd be, you know, Tyler, is it fair that, first of all, don't make too big a deal out of this, but one thing, you know, a lot of people here in the upstate, if you're a Clemson basketball fan, is it fair to say left last season with a sour taste in their mouth, considering they entered the year number 15 in the preseason, coming off a Sweet 16 appearance, which they really could have beaten Kansas, but didn't. That's kind of like you getting L.A. or you getting Kawhi to the Lakers right on Friday, but it didn't really matter on Saturday. Sorry, I had to get that out one more time. But Tevin Mack was a big addition when he announced he was taking advantage of the graduate transfer rule in leaving Alabama after Avery Johnson was let go. He's going to finish out at Clemson. Believe it or not, Clemson University is still Team USA right now, and this is what I mean. They are competing. They're representing the red, white, and the blue, not the orange, purple, and white. They are actually getting one of these opportunities that I talked about. They're getting to wear USA on your chest. They are representing our country in the World University Games in basketball. They came back today and beat the Germans and move on to the semifinals tomorrow. They went undefeated in their preliminary stage at 3-0. Just knocked off the Germans this morning. They will play Israel at 11:30 tomorrow morning. And I don't think anybody gave this Clemson basketball team a shot of getting out of, you know, they're playing national teams, right, if you will. Listen, they're getting really good. They're getting really good practice as a unit right now, but even more so, think about the opportunity these guys are getting to represent their country and basically spend 2 weeks in Italy, you know, enjoying playing basketball, going on these. There's no guarantee that any of us, now I've been, will get to Italy, much less ever go back. So it's a trip of a lifetime for some of these individuals.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate team builder. You're going outside the country, representing the country, and it's some pretty good competition. So it gets you almost a head start going into the season.
Most people thought the Germans would beat them today. And think about it, you know, I maintain that, you know, tennis is probably the most international game right now, and you came back with maybe followed by basketball. You know, you think about it. You've got Germans that have now they're going to be going into the NBA Hall of Fame in a Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah. You know, we saw all four major awards won by international players. I think right. The NBA was the best thing that's happened to the NBA in a long time, in my opinion. That justified that international game. But let me tell you, you know, you get to play under a little different brand of basketball with the international rules, which opens up the lanes a little bit more. You know, having picked up that player from Fordham to average 15 points, and then Tevin back, quite frankly, has never quite lived up to his potential since graduating from the Midlands. You remember he went to go join Texas with Shaka Smart back in the day. So maybe there's a little bit more hope on the horizon right now than we actually see. Now, I can't sit here and tell you exactly the competition, But with two players that have gone down, including Amir Trapp and then the center that was transferring from UNC Asheville that sat out last year, I thought that was a wounded basketball team that this would only turn out bad. Hey, man, give them credit. They're playing in the semis tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think the good part about this season is there's no added expectations like there were last season. Like you mentioned, they come in ranked number 15th in the preseason last year. Expectations were a little high, and, of course, it seemed to be a disappointing season. But I think this year that they're lowered back down, and who knows what this Clemson team is going to look like.
Well, I think you go back and look at, man, do you remember the beatdown they put on Auburn in the second round on the run to that Sweet 16?
Yeah.
And see how Auburn responded the following year versus how Clemson does. You cannot let that happen again. I think this is the – I think Brad Brunell gets the chance to rebuild this program, but if he doesn't rebuild it, then I think in this day and age – and I respect Brad. I love – he called and checked on me after I had my shoulder surgery. But in this day and age, a decade in one place is almost the equivalent of 20 years just a quarter century ago.
But it seems like every single year I'm always asking, is he on the hot seat? And – you know, lo and behold, it seemed like Clemson is pretty comfortable with him at the helm.
Well, I think he deserved a little bit because he dealt with a couple of years in which he had no home arena. You can sit here and talk till you're blue in the face about every time you get on a bus to go drive 45 minutes and you don't have your own locker room and everything else, even though you were playing here in Greenville, that's a road game. Now, you get used to it over the course of time, but it's not like walking down the hill into the locker room. And then nobody really knew what to expect coming back into the new Little John with a couple of those members. So I think he got a little bit longer rope, if you will. But I don't think I think he's 3-2 in the count right now. And if there's another strike, he's out. And listen, I hope he's there for a long, long time. But, you know, one NCAA tournament, one play-in game – even Clemson has the right to expect more than that.
Well, I'll tell you what, just for the players and having covered Clemson men's basketball last year, I'd like to see more of a turnout from the fan base. Give them something to play for.
I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, this is the argument. It's the chicken or the egg. You know, I'll start showing up when they start winning.
Yeah.
Well, what if the first doesn't come? Number two, they got to work together. Last year as well, kind of like Clemson football schedule sucked with all those noon kickoffs, which they gratefully admitted we'll take this year if you will make sure the South Carolina game's at night. Because, you know, in all these playoff runs and these good years, there have been 8 o'clock kickoffs, you know, over and over again. They're flying back into town at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. So they said Clemson got stuck with a buttload of noon Saturday and 9 p.m. Wednesday night tip-offs in this last season. Let's hope they get a better schedule, because it brings up a question that I'd love to get into maybe tomorrow with Diesel about something I've been actually chewing on that he said. And we had some people call in, but what is causing people not to go to these games anymore? And a lot of it's the 70-inch TV at home and things of that nature, but a lot of it is we can't get the dadgum phone out of our hand.
Yeah, that, but I mean, look at the school right up the street, Furman. Furman has a great turnout for home games.
But it's become an event. And one thing that they have in that smaller arena, they get 1,000 to 1,200, you know, students, and all their students show up and support.
Yes, they do.
So that's a huge difference. And I cannot make the same claim for Clemson basketball games. Their student section, I mean, go up to Wofford and look what they do up at the Jerry Richardson Arena. So all of a sudden when the lacrosse team bought in when Nico Medved started winning, and then the football team came and challenged the lacrosse team about who could get louder. Then all the other students started showing up, and then you saw old-time patrons that had given up on Furman coming back. Mm-hmm. So to me, that was actually the egg, if you will, and not necessarily the chicken. It was the student section that made Timmons Arena happen again. Of course, everybody likes to win as well, and you saw your first winning going on.
Right.
In a long, long time. So, again, maybe this will actually, if they could finish this thing off, come back with gold medal USA, maybe that could add some intrigue into what could be a wacky season for Clemson basketball. All right, when we come back, we'll close up shop. I want an honest answer. Are they juiced or not? And I mean baseballs. Because can you imagine tonight if these balls are actually juiced? What do you think the longest home run – I think close to back in the day, and it was a completely different era in baseball. It was the steroid era, and Major League Baseball was complicit. Why? The strike, dadgum near killed the sport. Do you remember Randy Johnson being lit up in the old Seattle Kingdome by Mark McGwire one time where it ended up all the way in the upper deck? I think that's one of the longest home runs ever hit, nearly 600 feet long. Might we see that tonight with the Juice Baseball? We'll talk about it when we come back. Close up shop, take a look to tomorrow as well. So tonight we have the All-Star Game Home Run Derby. You remember 6 years ago when Major League Baseball and its so-called stringent drug testing program was rocked by a company called Biogenesis?
All right. Ever.
13 players. Found out that a South Florida laboratory, Biogenesis, they were distributing performance-enhancing drugs to players in Major League Baseball. As a matter of fact, 13 of them were suspended, including Alex Rodriguez and Ryan Braum. Not a single one of them failed the drug test, all right? But it was the, I guess, FBI and tapes and all that caught Biogenesis, correct?
Yeah, what happened to that report? Because they said there was other athletes involved.
Yeah, well, I guess it got shut down, you know. It did. All right, so we're not, what, 6 years removed from one of the biggest stars in Major League Baseball being suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. What the hell is going on in Major League Baseball this year? Is the ball juiced? Which pitchers are claiming it is, left and right. We even saw this ridiculous attempt by, Manfred, to say, well, they're getting the pill, which is the center of the baseball, more in the middle with technology. That way the ball doesn't wobble if the pill's not. Uh-uh. You bought Rawlings. You're throwing your own company yes. under the bus. That they can't even deliver a baseball correct in 2019. Here are the numbers. Major League Baseball is on pace for 6,657 home runs this year. That would be more than 1,100 than a year ago, 600 more than the record pace only 2 years ago of 6,105. Don't tell me something's not going on with baseball, or had they gotten this much better at masking doping? Because a lot of people are starting to wonder, there's juicing in Major League Baseball, but is it the players or is it the baseball company manufacturer, Rawlings?
Man, I got killed yesterday when the Reds put out those pictures of the sleeveless shirts. I was like, oh, man, look at all those roids. But I knew as soon as baseball bought the baseballs from Rawlings, something's real fishy about this.
I mean, pitchers know what a baseball feels like. And they say the seams are what pitchers want. I don't really think they care that much about the core. Yeah. You know, the pill, if you will. And, again, way to go, Major League Baseball Commissioner. Throw your own business under the bus that, hey, in 2001, we didn't even have the technology to get the pill right in the center of the baseball. That's a PR fail right there.
Yeah. But if they're making their own baseballs, I'm sure they can make them to the point where you'll be able to benefit more from it as a company.
Like
I
said,
it only makes sense.
Their pitchers are saying that the seams are down, so therefore they can't grip them. And what do you want to make a ball break? You want spin on it. You know what I mean? And if you can't grip the seams as well, you're not getting as much spin. Therefore, you're not getting as much movement. That may not be sticking a – you know, what we think of sticking a needle in your arm or in your backside or taking a pill, but that's doctoring the baseball. So, therefore, absolutely. Major League Baseball may be complacent in their own rules. You know what I mean? I think pitchers just want to go out there feeling like they have a chance to get some of these guys out. And more than 6,500 home runs in a year? That's just crazy.
Well, it was a smart move by baseball.
Was it? Because at some point, you know, baseball is a real lengthy game. Did you see the length of those games between Boston and New York and London a couple of weeks ago? I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't have that attention span. Show me the highlights on the MLB Network. And I think that's also one thing that we, when we get into this, why aren't people coming to stadiums now? Length of time committed to the day. That's going to be one of the things that comes up.
To me, that is the major issue when I talk to people, and they're like, why don't you cover baseball as much as you do basketball in the NFL? I'm like, I don't have the attention span for it. I can't sit and watch an entire game like I can do the NFL or the NBA. It's long. There was one game. I think I went to sleep. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. It was still going on. I can't sit through nothing like that.
Well, it's going to be interesting, no doubt. That's why we've now seen a proposal with the NBA of cutting some games out of their season or having an in-season tournament or doing something different. You know what I mean? You always, I hate to say it, the good Lord put the eyes in the front of our heads so we can look forward.
NFL, too, they're trying to cut down the season some.
Well, two preseason games. I mean, come on. The absolute worst football of the year is the final weekend of the preseason.
Yeah, awesome.
When all the starters are sitting and, like, two guys are playing for potential jobs, it's really a pity party, in my opinion, because you're watching a bunch of guys that are getting ready to go in and find out they're cut here in the next 24 hours. So, listen, there's a reason that arenas are becoming smaller. Stadiums as well, they are becoming smaller. Even we're seeing it in society. 10 years ago, you wanted an 8,000-square-foot house to brag about, to
right
tell all your friends, and now you can't sell them because nobody wants them.
Tiny houses are big right now.
So life is cyclical. If you figure it out and you get the rule book, Diesel or Tyler Butler, will you please let me know? All right, tell you what, you can go to ESPNUpstate.com. Light me up if you want. I have put my opinion piece out for this week, and you know what? Like we say, opinions are like backsides. Everybody has one, no matter if they get upset or not. Tyler, what's coming up here over the next week at My Sports Culture? You've been doing nothing but NBA free agency. You might have to find a little bit different storyline.
Yeah, well, we actually talked to the guy who's trying to bring the MLB to Charlotte. We're going to have an article up about him this week.
All right. Well, Diesel, you and I will be back in studio tomorrow. Wednesday, we will be live at Bada Bing Pizza, 1860 Woodruff Road. Come out and see us. Get some dinner. Diesel, how good's the food at Bada Bing?
It's fantastic.
I mean, the thing I love about Bada Bing and Frankie's on the Parkway there, too, Diesel shows up, and it's like this challenge. How much can we put into this? You know, it's amazing. I think he eats better that day of the week.
I mean, every time I go, it's a cheesesteak. It's like three slices of giant New York-style pizza. Every time I go there, I gain 4 pounds, but I love it.
Yep. All right, real quickly, on your way home, knowing it's National Chocolate Day, what are you stopping and getting?
I love Reese's.
Thank you. You stole mine right there as well. Reese's or, first of all, this is another debate we're going to have coming up. Don't go mess with a good thing, Butterfinger. All right? The new improved formula is usually a sign of saying we had it wrong to begin with. I thought they had it right. I don't like the new Coke. I don't like the new Butterfinger formula. All right? So things that you debate on sports talk shows during the summer. Diesel, you and I will be in the Help Dare studios tomorrow. And, again, go to ESPNUpstate.com. Get registered for the locker room. A lot of cool things. Free tickets and some extra stuff for you in there as well. Thanks to Smoke on the Water. Thanks to everybody for hitting us. And guess what? We'll be back on the air at 4 p.m. tomorrow for another edition of Straight Up with Sturge.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.